Haskell Street, Helena, California, February 14, 1912. Elder Haskell, Portland, Maine. Dear brother, when the mail comes from Portland, Maine, we are full of interest to learn what advancement you have made in bringing souls to a knowledge of the saving truth for these last days. We hope that the work is continuing to advance. I have a deep interest in my native state. Let us look for guidance and wisdom in this work to the one who gave his precious life that he might save perishing souls. I am desirous that the work done for the state of Maine shall be a thorough work. I am looking forward to the time when I shall be able to make the journey to Portland. I dare not be imprudent at my age, but I shall hope to have strength to visit you during the coming summer season. There is one thing we may all do, and that is to search the Word earnestly, that with a deep love for souls we may present the truth as it is in Jesus. Do not delay to do this, for you know that the truth you have to present will surely be a savor of life unto life to the soul whom you seek to help. We are to labor earnestly and continuously, working with tender sympathy to bring souls to take a decided stand for the truth. There are many who need the courage that the act of taking such a step will bring into their lives. Encourage the hearts of those for whom Christ has given his life. Lead them to understand that they are not to depend upon their surroundings for their Christian experience. It will cost you an effort to make them realize their responsibility to become laborers together with God. But consider that Christ, during the years of his earthly ministry, toiled all day and often without success. Urge upon souls the eternal loss that all must sustain who refuse to give heart and mind and soul unreservedly to Christ. Every day passed in which Christ is refused admittance to the soul is a day lost. Then show those for whom you labor how much is to be gained by surrender to God. Prayer gives to the worker for God spiritual strength to renew the conflict. Here is the source of your greatest strength. God is represented as bending from his place in heaven, watching with living interest those who labor for him, and waiting to impart his grace to those who supplicate his throne. My brother and sister, never forget that in seeking to rescue souls, you must reveal that you yourselves are partakers of the divine nature, partakers of divine tenderness and compassion and love. Forbear from saying that which would leave a discouraging impression upon any mind. Never forget that you are laborers together with God and that it is your privilege to be constantly shielded by his grace. Christ is watching with interest every reformatory movement carried forward in the earth. He calls upon every one who has named his name to be converted daily, that they may work intelligently in his cause under the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit. I charge the people who love and obey the truth not to think lightly of the words I write in regard to the importance of exerting in the home a sanctified, uplifting influence. Let our church members arouse to the fact that it is not left to the ministers to do all the work of sowing beside all waters. My brethren and sisters, turn away from that which is frivolous and vain. Whatever your hands find to do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Christ, by his earthly example, has shown us how we may do this. He has shown us the true way of life. It is your privilege to be cheerful and joyful, and yet to throw yourselves wholeheartedly into the solemn work of God for this time. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. It is the purpose of God that his people shall be a sanctified, purified, holy people, communicating light to all around them. But only as they keep the standard uplifted, only as they reveal that the truth they profess to believe is able to influence them for righteousness and to sustain their spiritual life. Only as they make the principles of truth a part of their daily lives can they be a praise and honor to God in the earth. It is the privilege of every Christian to receive grace to enable him to stand firmly for the principles of righteousness in the service of God.